Right.
Blog Talk Radio.
It is what it is.
Indeed, fam. What up? This Collective Minds Radio. We back again, you know, to chop it up with the family and, you know, discuss topics and what's going on in the community, in the world. What's up? I'm your host, Brother Kev, with my other hosts, Mufasa Ra and Love Lachey. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What up?
What up? How was everybody week? Everybody had a good week?
Yeah, it's been interesting.
Very, very interesting. Definitely in the St. Louis area, there's been a lot going on. So, you know, without further ado, I guess we'll get into announcements. I just want to shout out, it is Libra season. Shout out to all the Libras. You know what I mean? It is the season. Turn up. Happy birthday. And do your thing. So, y'all got any announcements y'all want to share with the people?
Yeah, let me just share something real quick. We do have, and I'll mention this again over the next couple of weeks, but we do have a very important event that's coming up October 28th. We're trying to provide free education for our kids, our youth, and the community that don't have different ways. Because a lot of times what happens, you can get all these great grades and stuff that puts you at the edge of someone else where you can get free education. But we're trying to provide education for the kids, the average kids that may not have straight A's but still want to pursue a higher education and don't have the funding for that. So we're working with St. Louis only HBCU, St. Louis Harris Stowe. So I'd like to thank the staff over there, Dr. Womack, who was the president over there, and the other staff members, Leslie, working with Ricky Whittington, who has the Ora Whittington Foundation, who also was one of the main people that kind of helped put this project together, along with Ronald Isley of the Isley Brothers. So everybody's trying to come together and just, you know, be part of a solution that with our community, we're so broken down. Education is just one part of it. We know that, but it's just a step. So we just like to, you know, ask everybody to support that event. It is a good and powerful and positive thing for our community. And that's pretty much it. It's October 28th at the Peabody Opera House, hosted by Donnie King as well.
Indeed. That's awesome. Shout out. Shout out to that lovely show. Go ahead, Mufasa. You on? We got you.
I was gonna say, who all was gonna be there again?
Well, right now it's the Isley Brothers and Friends. We have Donnie Simpson hosting, and as the maybe by next week and throughout the rest of the weeks up until then, I'll keep updating with different things that will probably be added on to the thing, to the event. Right now, we do have Isley Brothers scheduled and Friends, and as far as I'll announce who the Friends will be as it gets closer.
Right, let's just say surprise guests coming, you know, to the show. So,
all right,
yeah, surprise for the family. Mufasa, you got any announcements?
I want to give my special shout out to the protesters that have been going strong for the past week and keeping awareness to what's going on with, police brutality and how we let a rogue cop get away with murder. It's something we touched in our last show. So my shout out is, I'm giving them a shout out for keep applying that pressure. You know, everybody got their own form of protest. And I'm not going to talk bad about the family that's out there. Some people disagree with what they're doing out there protesting. And, you know, they say you just arguing up against your oppressor. Like I said last week, we all got our roles to play in this fight against injustices. So I ain't got nothing bad to say about them. Keep it up, family. Keep doing what you do. And I also want to give a big shout out to Donald Trump, because I really appreciate your words yesterday about how you feel about the NFL players and how you would love to fire them off for anybody.
Right, he called them the SOBs, didn't he? Didn't he say SOB? Called them SOBs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so thankful for you, too, for opening up your big-ass mouth and putting your foot in it. Because all you doing is steadily just waking people up more and more. Everybody who was just sitting back and getting their little money and thinking everything was cool, you come out there and voice your opinion and let them know how you really feel about just because they decided to take a stand for a cause against injustices, you got something to say, something negative to say. So all you did was make the brothers band more and more together. So keep up the good work, Trump. I appreciate what you're doing.
Keep on doing them dabs
out there. I love it.
Yes, sir. Before we go on, I think the big stir today was everybody was talking about how Ray Lewis, Mr. Ray, we sick master Lewis. Nah, that's just my little thing. But they say Ray Lewis took a knee today.
He took two knees.
Yeah, he took two knees. Exactly. He took two knees. So, you know, anytime you can, I guess, get Ray Lewis to take a knee and support Cap, then, you know, hey, I ain't got nothing bad to say about that, but I just thought that was very interesting, especially how he been going in on Cap lately, you know what I mean? So, you Ray is doing this thing and kind of holding down one side, and we know he had a chance. Well, the Baltimore Ravens had a chance to actually sign Kaepernick, and Ray Lewis was speaking out about that. So I just, you know, thought it was interesting and funny how he took a knee today based on what Trump has said. So
I think he was praying.
More to come. You think he was praying? Yeah, he probably was.
I think he was praying.
Yeah, he probably was. Right, so for those, for any of the listeners that don't know, Trump had made a statement, I think it was like Friday or Saturday, down in a speech in Alabama, where he was just talking about the NFL players should be happy they're making $1 million and shouldn't be disrespecting the flag, and, you know, they should be fired, and called them some SOBs. And then so today, I guess all the teams pretty much, either they was kneeling or they locked arms or something like that. Is that correct, Mufasa?
Yeah, we had the Steelers. The Steelers didn't even come out the tunnel until the anthem was over.
The Steelers didn't even come out. Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the teams
and owners
were speaking out. I think Roger Goodell put out a statement, which is the commissioner of the NFL. He put out a statement supporting the players and the owners. So it's getting real interesting because it seems like Trump then drew the line in the middle of the sand. So it's like you got to pick a side. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of interesting to see how these teams and how these players, which side they go pick to be on, you know, as we move forward. So, yeah.
And these owners.
Right, and the owners, definitely the owners, because a lot of the owners
actually
supported Trump.
I think the owners them pretty much picked their side. They like, we ain't finna fry our product. You know, they making us money too. So,
right,
money talks. Money talks and the BS walks.
that is true. And the word on the street is the NFL been losing money, you know, the last few years, and especially with this Kaepernick situation, it's just slowly losing money. So I think it's time for them to, if they want to keep, you know, keep them large bags in their account, they're gonna have to make a decision and figure out something. So, you know, more to come.
Let me add one more thing to it. If you go back
indeed
and listen to what said, he even called for his people to boycott the NFL.
Right.
He was like,
right.
He was like, if y'all are at the games and y'all see a player kneeling, you should walk out and leave.
Right.
So he basically calling for a boycott of the NFL too.
Right. Right.
Like, what you gonna do? I think what's gonna happen is what you saw today is going to continue to get bigger and bigger, where the NFL is going to they're going to embrace each other. And I think they're going to go against Trump. I think, like I say, he can open up his big mouth and put his foot in it. Now you're about to see that they're going to stick together and go against that bullshit you're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I say, it's your death.
This Kaepernick, he should never even address it in that way because he don't have very many
no.
fans. For him to come out and
no,
say
no,
no. anything, they're going to rebel just because it was him.
Indeed. And basically, you know, it was an ignorant comment for the president to be making when we have a lot of situations and things going on in the country, and he wants to take time out to condemn a man who didn't break the law. You know, he told you what he was standing up for. It wasn't about disrespecting the flag. He told you it was about injustices for black people and people of color, period. So, you know, for him to twist it and turn it and make those comments, it was really sad for you to be in a vice president, for you to be, I'm sorry, the president, you know what I mean, and to make a comment like that, you really just showing your true colors and stooping to a low level, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we'll see. But without further ado, can y'all still hear me? We still on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. We still on. So, tonight, family, call up. The discussion tonight is we're talking about Kanika Jenkins. So for the family don't know, you know, just a quick background. She was found. She was actually a 19-year-old girl that was found on Friday, September 8th. Well, I'm sorry. She attended a party on September 8th, which is a Friday, and she ended up being found dead inside the freezer. You know, so most of the people probably know the story. It was at the Crown Plaza in Chicago. The next morning after the 8th, she was found dead, and her body was in the freezer. And then they had released a surveillance video, I believe a week ago, showing her kind of stumbling around, you know, by the freezer or whatever. Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all. I think it was in the basement of the hotel, and she was kind of stumbling around. So they released the video basically saying that, you know, she was stumbling around and walked in the freezer, the door closed, and, you know, it was an accident. You know, case closed. It was interesting because when it had first happened, her mother was going on TV and saying, you know, the hotel wasn't cooperating. She was having a hard time getting the staff to do anything. The police was kind of acting funny and, you know, telling you got to wait before you can file a missing persons and all this other type stuff. So it created a controversy. And, of course, as the internet do, they kind of ran with it. Everybody started making videos trying to figure out exactly what happened, you know, to the young lady. And so we just here to chop it up and kind of just, you know, get some opinions and see what y'all think out there. And, you know, we go share our thoughts on it and just go for that. I hope we can get some constructive dialogue and, you know, just see where everybody heads at and, you know, and chop it up and build on this discussion here. So, you know, one of y'all, I guess, whoever want to go first, we asking the question, what do you think happened to Kanika Jenkins? You know, do you think it was a murder? Was it something else? Is it, you know, some foul play involved? Organ harvesting? Was the friends involved? We hearing all type of things. So we just go dive into it. Love Lachey, you want to share your thoughts?
Yeah. This one here. This is very interesting because it's so much information that I don't know about it. And not just myself. I think it's a lot of information that's missing, you know, that is the reason that we're even having this discussion now. As far as what happened to her, just with the information that I have from day one, I always felt like she had got, you know, too heavily intoxicated with some sort of drugs, whatever, and accidentally stumbled into the freezer. That's how it always seemed to me. That was just from that was my first initial feeling about it when I first heard about the case, when I first heard her mom speaking about the situation when she was on the porch and she was, and that video went viral, even from that. And then later on, as they started releasing more videos, I didn't really stray from that opinion too much. Just towards the end here, within the last couple of days or whatever, when some new videos came out, I did start kind of questioning. Okay, well, maybe it is something more to this, only because I do wonder, you know, even intoxicated or not, once she stumbled in the freezer, though, how and why would she close the door, you know? So that is, to me, a valid question that I'm curious to know, because even just as a person that's under the influence, I can't even still see them just walking into a room and closing the door, whether you can actually close it from the inside or not. I know everybody is speaking about this particular freezer that she was in and was saying that it was impossible for her to actually close the door when she got in. But until I actually see the actual freezer she was in to make that determination for myself, I feel like, and maybe it was just for whatever strange reason possible for this door to close from whatever the case would be, you know, because some things break. Some people get different things and things like that. So maybe it could have been possible for her to open it. But then, I don't know. I just, right now, just with the information that I have, I'm still leaning towards that it was just an unfortunate accident, you know. So it's still a tragic regardless, you know, because the young lady lost her life, you know.
Facts.
I'm also curious. Another thing that really intrigued me about this case as well is that, I mean, this incident is just one of the – it's just, why is there so much conspiracy theory going on around this young lady's death? I don't understand what is it about her or the situation or her family or her mother that this particular situation is lingered on, and all these theories about this young lady, all these mysteries about this incident. That is I would say that's like one of the most intriguing things about it, period, to me. It's like, man, out of all the things, we have so much tragedy and death and circumstances and incidents going on around us all the time. And it's like, with this particular thing here, it's like it's going viral. So many people want to solve it and saying that they figured it out and, you know, counteracting everything that the hotel is putting out and the police officers are putting out. It's like, what is it? You know, what is the energy behind this situation that is causing this particular case to just be so mystery, you know, mysterious to everybody, where it's like, nah, somebody's back there. It's the video. I mean, I would have to see, I don't know what it is, but that's more interesting to me than the whole case itself, that just what's going on outside of, like, why so many people is around it trying to figure this out, and so many conspiracy theories is going on concerning this case. That's the most biggest interesting thing to me about it. But could someone have done it? Absolutely, yes. But so far, what I'm seeing, I'm still leaning towards it was just an unfortunate accident. And that's my statement.
Indeed. All right. Mufasa, what you think happened to the young sister?
Yeah. I don't think it was no accident. I think the girl was having a good time partying with her friends, doing what young adults do. I mean, we can go back in time when we was that age. A lot of us, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us, you know, drunk and smoked and, you know, we got messed up. We did all that. The girl was just, you know, having fun, kicking it with her friends. And what I believe happened is her and one of her friends, you know, they probably was interested in hooking up with some boy, or the friend was hooking up with some boy. And I think in the time of her friend hooking up with the other boy, I think Tanika started wandering on her own, or she went to, you know, to the lobby, whatever she did, but she ended up roaming that hotel by herself. So, and they said, I mean, the video footage said she was roaming for over an hour. So, you telling me that Somebody could be roaming around in a hotel for over an hour with cameras all over the place, but don't know security see nothing. Security ain't paying no attention. I mean, if that's it, what's the purpose of having the cameras there? So I think that's some bull. They was monitoring that camera, and I think whatever security guard, if it was not one or two, they saw an opportunity to take advantage of this girl. So I sent y'all both a video showing how you can tamper with video where you could take edit people in and out of shots. And I believe that's what the security involved did. Either A, somebody from security or hotel staff, I'm just going to say hotel staff, lured that girl down to that freezer. They was watching her on that camera until she got to that kitchen, and they met her down there. And that's when one or both, whoever was involved, put that girl in that freezer. Because it's mighty odd that all these cameras worked in the whole hotel except for the one that shows the freezer door. When there's smoke, it's definitely fire. And like you were saying, love to say about, you know, the intrigue over this, you know, and I know you believe deeply in the spirit world. And I think it's spirits over this case that ain't going to let it rest. Spirits is telling us that there's some foul play involved in this. That's why it's floating around through everybody like that, and everybody trying to solve this case, because everybody know that there's something more to it. Everybody can feel it in their gut. Or a lot of people can feel it in their gut that something was done wrong to that girl. I mean, you know, that just don't make any sense at all. She was able to hit the elevator button, go up and down the elevator, stumble through the hallway, get to the kitchen. She stumbles through the kitchen. Then all of a sudden she gets to a freezer, and not knowing, she don't know it's a freezer door. She's going to open this freezer door and go in there and close the door behind her. You know, we still ain't figured out why they say her hair was so wet. Some people say it was soap or something in her hair. We ain't got to the bottom of that. It's a lot of unanswered questions surrounding this. But I definitely blame hotel staff, and I feel that they was involved in what took place. That girl didn't walk in that freezer on her own. The staff had something to do with it, and they're trying to cover it up. And we still don't know for sure if any organs are missing from her body. Now, I ain't threw that out there about the organ harvesting. I ain't even going to get on that right now, because I'm still on the fact that I know this girl didn't just walk in there freezing clothes on herself. My gut feelings to tell me that's a lie, that ain't right. There's no way that girl walked in that freezer. Somebody put that girl in that freezer. So
Hello?
Yeah, you go ahead, okay. Brother Kevin. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll come back to you, Carl, if you want to say something, or you may just be listening. But, yeah, y'all definitely made some good points, Love Lachey and Mufasa. Y'all made some excellent points. But I'm actually on the other end of the spectrum, because from the first time I actually heard about this story, I was thinking that, okay, it may have been an accident. Because if y'all remember when the first reports came out, you know, it was reports that she had been raped or something, I had heard. And then I heard like her friend had set her up to be raped. Yeah, exactly. So I was hearing that early on, like, you know, they was partying at a hotel. One of her friends had set up to be raped. They had called some guys over, and, you know, things just kind of transpired, and she was found in a freezer. So based on what I had heard initially, I was thinking, okay, these kids were, you know, partying in a hotel. probably too much alcohol and drugs, and they start making bad decisions. You know what I'm saying? And I try to just pick out just the facts of what we know, which is, you know, the fact that she was found in the freezer. Well, we know a few facts. She went to a hotel party. They was drinking and smoking, and she was found in the freezer the next morning. So, you know, those are the only facts.
The next morning.
Yeah, actually, it was the 10th. I'm sorry, right. You're right. It was the 10th. It was the 10th. She wasn't actually found in there until the 10th. So the party was Friday night, which was September 8th. So she was found, that would be Sunday morning on the 10th or Sunday sometime on the 10th from the reports that I heard. So, you know, with that, based off those facts, I still feel like, you know, it was, I just think it was too random to be an actual murder, like somebody plotting on her. Because my thing is, I always go back to, you know, what was the motive? You know, why? Because it's not like, you know, this was, I mean, it was a planned party, but it's not like she was, you know, a lot of people knew that this particular girl was going to be there. And that's what I keep thinking about, like, what's turning in my head is like, okay, what is the motive, and how would they just know that she was going to be there? Or were they just looking for any random girl just to be walking down, you know, by the basement so they could kidnap them and throw them in the freezer? You know what I'm saying? How would they know that she would be incoherent or under the influence? How they know she was drunk? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lot of things and a lot of questions that I ask as far as this being a, you know, murder type situation. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody that made the videos, you know, about Oregon harvesting and all this stuff, which I do give a lot of, you know, based on the information I have, I believe Oregon harvesting is real. But I would say this, because there's actually, I don't know if y'all remember the case of the young man that was found rolled up in the mat in Georgia, I think outside of Atlanta, when he was found rolled up in the mat at his high school. Yeah, the 17-year-old boy named Kendrick Johnson. For the listeners that don't know, Kendrick Johnson was found on January 11, 2013 in Georgia at his high school, rolled up in a mat. And his parents are actually going through litigation now, basically saying that, yeah, there was some foul play involved. Now, with that case, I'm actually leaning towards, yes, there could be some foul play involved due to the fact that this, you know, this young man went to school every day, he had some beef, I guess they say, with two white boys. His parents are claiming he had some type of incident or situation with two people that could have been planned and put him up in the mat, and, you know, and the man, they ruled his death a freak suffocation. So they rolled him up in the mat and, you know, they killed the boy based on the evidence that I read. So in that situation, I'm like, yeah, that could be some foul play, because he goes to the school every day. Somebody would have time to plot and, you know, whatever, whatever. But with this case, it's just too random for me to believe that somebody was actually waiting for her in particular to go down in the basement so they could throw in the freezer. You know what I'm saying? So then my other question would be, like, has this hotel had any other incidents? Are they known? Like, do people come up missing in this hotel? Like, what are the motives for somebody, you know, plotting on this young girl? And how would they know that she's going to this hotel party? How would they know she going to be drinking? It's just a lot of different variables that have to line up for somebody to be actually, you know, plotting on this young sister. But I do want to say, too, and then we'll get some more dialogue, you know, love and light to the family. You know what I mean? I want to say, this is not to, minimize, you know, your hurt or anything. I just think it just may have been, you know, a freak accident. Like I said, with alcohol and the drugs involved, I just think, you know, she may have just been unaware. And, you know, like Mufasa said, we've all been there drunk or, you know, not making the best decisions as young kids, at which these were. She was 19 years old, which, you know, a young kid, a young lady. So, you know, we make stupid decisions and things happen. And she could have just been stumbling, walked in there. Who knows, at the point she walked in, you know, she could have passed out or whatever, whatever. Who knows? No one knows, really. You know, that's why we're trying to figure this out. But well, yeah, I just think from – go ahead, Lil Lachey.
Well, I was just going to say that another thing we cannot discuss is the difference between the youth today and when we were younger. Because the things that they do today is a little bit different. They pop those pills, those mollies, those X.
This is true.
They party a little bit different from us. You know.
Right.
So I think that's also very important. It's like, what were they doing? You know, what type of, you know, what was in those cups? You know, they be having pills sitting in cups nowadays. We didn't do that.
At
least not, you know, not consciously. Now, it's always been, you know, wicked people out here that would prey on weaknesses and things like that. So, yeah, you're going to have people that will maybe slip somebody something. But these kids slipping they self stuff. They ain't even have to wait on nobody to slip them. They doing it to themselves. And everybody react and respond differently, you know, due to the fact that
right.
she was 19. But just looking at, I looked at some other videos, too, prior to that particular party day. So I know they wasn't new. You know, they wasn't new to the party life. You know, they wasn't new to it. But they still young and still inexperienced, though. Because they still just, you know, young kids. At the same time, but I think that also plays a big concern for me. It's like, shoot, yeah, people was drinking and smoking back then, the reefer. But
right.
reefer different now.
Exactly.
So we ain't reefer no more. And
stuff. Yeah. That's my main thing, though. That's my main thing, y'all, because once you put the drugs and the alcohol in the equation, that goes, you know, that just equals people making bad decisions. You know what I'm saying? That just equals to people making terrible decisions when you're under the influence. So that's why I keep going back to that, because I think that's a major part of this case. Is the drugs and alcohol and the decisions that a young person or anybody may make while they're under the influence. You're not always thinking sound and rational and logically, you know what I mean? Because the simple fact she was downstairs wandering around, you know, kind of stumbling, proves that she didn't really know what floor, what was going on. She just kind of, you know, in a daze. And like Love Lachey, who knows? It could have been some pills involved. Like from the videos, we just seen alcohol and weed, but you know it could have been some pills involved. So that's
we don't know what type of weed they were smoking either.
Right,
hey, listen. I can't bite my tongue no more. I heard what y'all saying about that. It don't matter how doped up that girl was. If somebody wanted to set that girl up, like I say, I sent y'all the evidence of how you can remove people out of a camera shot. How do y'all know that somebody in that party didn't have intents on doing something to that girl and had security involved with them? I mean, in on it. I mean, how can
we
you
right, now
you
talking about that's a big conspiracy though, because then you're talking about multiple people involved and then they got a duty, you know, they got to get equipment to monitor and edit the video. It's just a lot.
It only takes one person to edit camera shots. Trust me, I worked security surveillance. I've hooked them up. I've installed them. I've had to run tapes back for people, all that. It's nothing to edit and change video images. And I just threw that in as a scenario that I just threw that in as a scenario that somebody could have been involved to set up. Like I said, what about if she was roaming and someone, one of them old file security people just happened, just like y'all say, she just happened to walk into a freezer. I'm saying, what about if somebody just so happened to see a victim in the hallway and say, oh, shoot, we can get this one. And when it gets
so, what's the motive? Yeah, what was the motive, though?
A sick individual, because we got plenty of sick individuals in this world. You don't need no
that
motive.
Is true.
You could just be a person. You could just be an evil, sick human being. And thought that was fun. That was funny. Hold on, wait, let me say this real quick. Just like them three black kids that thought that was funny for a handicapped boy to sit there and watch him drown in a lake. I know y'all remember that. They thought that was funny. They sit there and recorded that boy drowning. There's a lot of sick people out here. And somebody could have very well thought, oh, this is funny. Let's throw her in here and let her ass freeze to death, thinking that that's a funny joke. So we can't rule that stuff out. And it just so happened, the camera that's on the freezer don't work. It's too many coincidences in this. I can smell the foul play in it, y'all.
Okay, well, here's what I want to know, Mufasa. And to anybody else out there who may be listening, please call in and answer this particular question, because I understand that. I'm walking with you, but it's like, okay, if we have all the intelligent video people, that's the case, on the team, that's doing all these things to cover up and hide all these things going on, why was it so challenging to get to the freezer part, but then that part got them so stumped, they just got to do away with the whole video? Why, I mean, what, that's why I don't understand. Why can't they continue to edit? Why they just can't continue to keep editing out people off the video then?
I can answer this.
If that's the case.
I can answer that, because clearly it was some type of struggle at that freezer, so you can't edit that. Even if you took a person out, you could see this girl struggling to not go in this freezer. That's why they don't want you to see that, because when she got to that freezer, it was clearly some type of struggle that went on, and she'd be looking like a fool sitting there struggling and shaking by herself.
Yeah.
That's why they don't want you to see that. That's why they don't want to just show that, but show somebody edited out, because they can't show that. Because if they show that footage, it'll be known that she didn't walk in that freezer. That's why they don't want to show it.
So with what you're saying, Mufasa, that means these are all the people that have to be involved. The hotel staff, the police, any type of investigators, like all these people have to be involved in this conspiracy, because you can see if a tape has been tampered with. That should be, you know, that's part of the investigation. You check the hotel staff, you check the security on duty, you know, all these people go through, you know, you would hope they would go through some type of investigation, everybody that was around that night, because I did see a report where they was like, the people, I guess 12 people who was actually at the party, the police had spoke to. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure, you know, they would just, I mean, it would have to be standard procedure for them to talk to the people that was on duty at the hotel that night. You know what I'm saying?
Now, let me ask
you
this. Let me ask you this then. That's just like saying you would hope in the Stockley case, we got all this evidence that they proved him guilty. But you see what happened.
No. They, I wasn't hoping that. I already knew the play. No, I wasn't hoping in that.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to explain. I would hope that somebody would do the right thing, that the police would investigate this and hope that they would do all that. But they don't care. They don't care when it comes to us.
I agree.
That's why they didn't investigate it like they should have. That's why the lady had to get her own private investigator. The police were quick to brush that off. They don't care about us like that. You know what I'm saying?
So
you can't,
we
can't put that in their hands and trust that they was going to do a thorough job. All they saw was a little black girl drunk, and they washed their hands. Oh, open and close. It's open and close. We ain't got time for this. Done. We ain't got time to be wasting our money on this. Open and close. She walked in the freezer. They didn't dig deep. Let that have been Becky. Let that have been Becky.
Right.
Let that have been somebody with some money. I bet
exactly.
You wouldn't have been set like that. I bet they wouldn't have just threw it off as that they walked into no. They dug a whole lot deeper. They had already said the girl walked into the freezer that same day they found her. They didn't even wait like a week or so to investigate. They threw it out there instantly. It was an accident. She accidentally walked in the freezer. That showed me right there that they didn't do their due diligence in trying to see what went on.
Right. Now, I agree with that. I agree with that because I would say this. If it was any foul play, I believe, based on evidence, that it would have happened after she was in the freezer. Basically, the hotel being negligent as far as finding the young girl when her mother, you know, was trying to tell the hotel that her daughter was missing and she was at a party at this hotel. So they are definitely liable for being negligent on that end. And, you know, I think the police kind of brushed off, too. So I would say if any foul play had happened, it would have been after the fact of her accidentally walking into the freezer, from my eyes. You know what I mean?
But the foul play happened.
I'm not denying that, and you know, hopefully hopefully the family investigators can figure it out and see, you know, exactly what's going on. But like I said, you gotta, you know, you interviewed a hotel staff that was on duty, security, anybody working that night. Like this should be just standard procedure. You know, you got a murder case, you have a body in your freezer at a hotel, like. You know, you just go and start with the people at the party, then you start with the hotel staff. You know what I mean? So, you know, but, you know, typically, see, that's the thing, because we got to feel like this you know, make-believe person that supposedly set her up or went after, usually people have a pattern of, you know, of sick behavior. Now, whether, you know, we know that a lot of times certain members of well, I just say it like this. There ain't no need to sugarcoat. We do know that white people can get away with a lot more than black people, put it like that. So if they exhibit some type of, you know, behavior, like, for instance, Jeffrey Dahmer, when he was doing his thing, you know, police had knocked on his door. They had pulled him over and all type of stuff. They was getting signs and calls, but they never really followed up on it because, hey, this is a white man. He's just doing his thing. But come to find out, this fool keeping bodies and black people in his freezer. He's kidnapping folks, you know, doing all type of stuff. So we do know that, you know, certain people are you know, some things are just kind of looked over. You know what I mean? But a lot of times, like I say, crazy people display and have a certain pattern or behavior. And a lot of times, you know, if we pay attention and if we watch, we can kind of detect and see those type of patterns. So I say all that to say, if somebody at the hotel staff was crazy and plotting on this woman, you know, it should be some type of, you know, pattern to their behavior that we should be able to point to and be like, look, hey, this person is a suspect based on these previous run-ins or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Based on past behavior, we should be able to kind of
because I'm wondering, is there any news, like, if the security officer that was there, like, how long has he been there? Was he new? Has he been there for
exactly.
a long time?
Was he new? Right.
Why come they don't even make mention of him? Him or her. Why they don't even make mention of the security person? They don't even talk about this person. Somebody supposed
right.
to watch
well, one,
video.
Well, one thing I will say, too, since it is still an ongoing investigation, some things I say just for the sake of the person who actually did it, or somebody, you know, who they may have interest in, just so they don't get too suspicious. So some things they do reveal in cases like this. So if it is a murder, you know, some of the tactics and the things that they're saying and not saying could be just tactics too, you know, to be elusive to anybody who could be involved. You know, so
that's
my explanation to them, my personal explanation to something like that as far as information goes. If in fact it is a murder, that would explain, you know, the discretion in the information, you know, because they could be right on somebody's heels, you know, and just don't want them to know that they're on their heels until they, you know, they get your autopsies back. But that is also going to be a very determining factor in what was done, what took place once those autopsies come back. Was she raped? Those are the important information. Now, if she was raped, then you already know. If it comes back and it says that she wasn't raped, I'm still on the fence, that on the side where I feel like it was just an unfortunate freak accident. And like Brother Kevin, there's nothing to her and her family.
So y'all couldn't fathom that somebody would kill somebody just to be killing them. They just had to.
That's not it. I'm just looking for.
You explain more. You explain yourself, then I explain myself.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I think people can kill, you know, and do all type of things. What I'm saying is, what was the motive? And were they looking for this particular person, or were they just looking for anybody to come down there?
You don't have to have a motive. Say I'm a security guard, right? I'm just, and I'm sitting down there, I'm just killing, doing my job. Like I say, I'm a sicko. And I see this girl wandering, like you said, over an hour, or however long. I clearly see that she's intoxicated. You know, she's high, something. So I'm the security guy. I'm the one watching the cameras. I'm on the cameras. I know how to work all the recording devices. I know how to do it all because I'm a security person. Boom, let me go check this out. So I go check this girl out. Clearly I see, oh, I got a victim. I already know I got a wing of a hotel that ain't nobody in. Let me just maneuver her right on down here to this freezer because I'm sick. Oh, yeah. Maneuver her to this freezer, slang her ass in there, go right back to my post and clean up my evidence, because it took over 24 hours for them to find this girl. That's plenty of time. It wouldn't take but a few minutes for me to go back, throw her in that freezer. It's because I'm a sick Andre bastard and I don't like black girls, and I wanted to throw her drunk ass in there and freeze her ass to death because I'm just a sick, hateful person. Went back, edited myself out the videos. The camera was supposed to be working. That all of a sudden don't work. I could easily, that's nothing for me to make this camera not work. Erase that footage, and boom, bam. I done cleaned up my tracks. A whole day and a half later, they finally find this girl, but I done already cleaned up my tracks. And my sick individual self did what I wanted to do. Threw this black girl in that freezer and murdered her.
But we don't know if the security guard was white or black. That's the other thing.
Okay, what about if he was just a sick security person?
I'm not denying there's sick people out here, but, like,
what if it was a sick white person? Can't see you.
Why?
That's what I'm saying. You can't say if it was or wasn't. So how can you just be so quick to say, you know, that she did it on herself? If when you lay this stuff out there, you can clearly see that it's foul play in this. That's why I strongly believe that this girl didn't walk in this freezer by herself. I strongly believe a security person put her in that freezer.
Why the security person?
And they cleaned up the evidence. They cleaned it away because it's easy to do it. Like I say, from a person that know how to edit surveillance video, I know how simple it can be done. That's why, like I say, I sent y'all the footage of how you can easily take a person out of a shot.
All right,
it's nothing
to
don't take it. Don't take a long time.
Yeah,
I think
like,
it don't take hours to do. This is something you can do in a matter of minutes.
And you don't think the police or the investigators talked to the security on staff that night? You don't think they gave them a alibi or, you know, because typically, you know, with security jobs, like, you know, security jobs, you have different posts. There's certain things, you know, a lot of times you got to check in at certain spots, do your little time checks and all these
what time
things. So you're,
we're talking
time,
about in the middle.
Right, but I'm saying even throughout the day on a security post, you have different, you have your little time checks, though. You can't just, like, you still got to do time checks at different posts at a lot of these security jobs.
But this wasn't during the day. This was in the middle of the night. Where we know
that's correct.
They tend to relax.
But they still had them security checks just so people don't fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had a security check throughout the whole day, and
right.
you do them
and
overnight, so buzz don't be.
And wouldn't the surveillance cameras show where he was at that time?
Yeah.
Too?
They would.
Not
exactly.
Not if he's in the room. Not if he's in a room supposedly monitoring camera shots. This particular security person, man.
He would still have to go to the room, leave out of the room, and all those things, too, though, right? The cameras are a track record. He can make himself disappear to come in, but he can't make his, I mean, to if he going, if he walks out of the room to go get her.
Yeah.
Okay, he can maybe make himself disappear where you don't see where he's walking to, I guess. But you can still see that he's not in the, I mean, he's not in the room no more. And I don't understand how can he get away with.
How do we know it was a camera on that room? The camera on the security room.
So, you're saying who knows if it was a camera on that room.
He could have easily,
if you have a hotel have camera, he do have to stay where he was, and the surveillance at least have to correspond with the story. If he can't say he wasn't on the seventh floor.
Let me say it, start over. I didn't understand what you were saying.
I said, if he was to provide them with, you know, where he was and all that, if he told them he was on the seventh floor and there's no video evidence to show that support that, you know, how he going to give time, you know, his schedule, what he was doing during these times?
This would have to been planned and thought out, like, way before she even...
Well,
you know, way
y'all
before
this,
she even
where was
stumbled down.
So where was security at while this girl was roaming the hotel for over an hour? Where was security at?
Who knows? Nobody knows. But I'm sure, somebody knows. I'm sure someone knows.
They just don't know.
They
clearly wasn't doing their job to let a drunken girl roam the hallways for over an hour. They clearly
wasn't
doing their job. What were they doing?
They weren't doing their job, in my opinion, to even allow the party to go down in such a manner that it was with 31 people in the room. They weren't doing their job just on the phone. One, the rules too much. Two, they careless. Three, people that have those types of traits, curlish traits, nonchalant traits. You ain't gonna be able to just do all these videos so well. Well, it can't come back to you. You ain't even got that type of lifestyle, let alone to be able to. There's gonna be some loopholes in that video. That's what you gotta think about because
loopholes.
To make sense.
Loopholes? One
stuff,
loop up.
Stuff has to make sense when it
right.
when it comes to. I'm not saying that you cannot edit video, but it has to be
right.
done within the story. It still has to make sense. And that.
And
takes,
I just told you how it can be done in the story, though. I just laid it out to you how it can be done in the story.
No, but look, it's too many hypotheticals, because do you know how cold you got to be to cover up a murder? Period. Like, there's always, you're going to mess
it
up.
Happens all
like,
the
you
time.
Have to be, you have to be cold-blooded to cover up a murder. I mean, I'm talking about covering tracks, editing all videos, editing yourself, getting your alibis together. You have to literally be, you can't leave
time.
A stone unturned.
Yes,
so
man,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
how many unsolved murders do y'all think there are out there? How many times have y'all walked in the stores, you see all these missing children,
Kevin.
It's very easy to it's easy to cover up a murder. That's nothing. That's not
okay,
the same.
Now, let's go to the call real fast. Don't answer that, Brother Kevin. We're going to go to a call and
okay.
see if we can go a call fast, and then we'll answer that. Let's try call 314-397. Call on air 314-397.
Yes.
Hey, peace call.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you are?
Good. Thanks for
good.
Calling in.
Do you know, I only gotten a little bit of the conversation of this black and white issue. My thing is, yes.
Are you familiar with the Tanika Jenkins case, the young lady that was found dead in the freezer in Chicago?
No. I heard a
okay.
little bit, but I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, what's your statement or question?
My statement is, me personally, I don't mean any harm against my people. I love my people, but every time I'm dealing with my people, it seems to me that there's something going on with that. I'm personally not going to do it anymore. I had an issue going on. It don't have nothing to do with police brutality, but I had some issues going on dealing with somebody of color that I wasn't satisfied with. So me personally, I won't be dealing with people of color anymore. I won't. And I,
oh, wow.
I'm sorry to say it, not that I don't love my people, but this won't happen again. And it ain't no police. This ain't no police brutality. But I just can't do it.
Indeed. We was talking about now. What do you say? Are you familiar with the Kanika Jenkins case?
I'm not familiar with her case. I heard some of it, just a little bit, that she was found
okay.
in the freezer. Yeah, I don't know anything other than that.
Okay, yeah, that's what we was talking about. So we was trying to see if you think, you know, was it accident, her being found in the freezer, or was it, you know, some type of foul play or possibly a murder involved? But
I don't know.
Well,
I don't want
to
comment on nothing
get,
I don't know about.
Exactly, there you go. So,
yeah,
you
I don't,
just have to
I don't
get
really
more
know. I don't want
to
comment on it because I don't know. I didn't hear much about it, so I can't really say.
Okay. Indeed.
I'd rather not comment on that.
Okay.
No, okay.
Indeed.
Well, you say some
well,
black
thank you for the call.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah, I would say this, caller. If you listen in, caller, before you go, I would say this, too. We do have to be patient, and I assume that you're a black female. Is that correct, a black woman? So I would just say we do have to be patient with each other and understand that there's been a lot of damage and trauma that's been done to us, and we haven't really had a chance to heal and get ourselves and our minds right. So I would say, you know, if I give you some advice, just be patient, you know, with one another and understand that, you know, we've been victimized and traumatized and, you know, miseducated. So a lot of things we do are against our best interest. But if we only knew better and if we had, you know, if we had a different set of knowledge and a different set of beliefs, we would probably do better. So, you know, I would just say keep
that
in mind.
I mean, it's been like this for years.
Okay,
right, I understand but you have been saying, we've been saying the same thing for years. You know,
and
we
still are, right,
we
still
damaged.
Out here confused.
How
are
we
going to
be damaged? We should
don't...
be out of that. That stage
no,
of damages.
But we haven't been healed. You have to understand, we have not been healed. Like, it takes healing when you've been traumatized and victimized as long as we have. We're talking hundreds of years. And we don't get a chance to get healed. Just think, why do they say, they be like black people, the black woman angry and mad, the black man angry, and we got all these issues. But nobody takes the time to figure out why we are mad, why we have attitudes sometimes, why we do the things that we do. Like, we haven't had a chance to be healed. So, you know, that's why I just say, you know, just be patient. It'll take some time. Our people, like I say, we are sick. We are confused, myself included. And, you know, a lot of people, when they know better, they will do better. You know what I'm saying? So I just say that to your comment, Carla. Be patient with us.
All right.
And, all right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate the support. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Carl.
So, but
let's see if we can. Yeah. Let's try one more real fast. Let's try this other caller.
Okay.
Caller, area code 336-965. Caller, are you there? Area code 336-965.
Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Carla.
Peace, Carla. How you doing? Thank you.
Yes. I'm not familiar with that case you're talking about, so I can't make any comments on that case. But the other case about the young lady was very upset about her own people who she doesn't want to trust no more. She has to realize that some of the things that the spokesperson was saying that we have to learn how to forgive and have to love each other. And a lot of times, people go through certain things in life, and people, and a lot of things are happening to them, and they're holding grudges, not because of your skin color or who you are. They're just upset with themselves because of who they are. And you have to look at that and forgive them and love them. You just can't hold no grudges against them. The only way you're going to be released is release them. You have to release yourself so you can love everybody and just forgive them.
I agree.
I don't know about the other person, the freezer. I never heard of that call. I mean, that person, the freezer. I think it's a shame whatever happened to her, and no one knows what happened, and the girl found dead. And that was like a movie I was watching where this young lady threw the girl in the freezer. Maybe there was a copycat when they did that. I don't know.
Yeah,
right,
it was a young lady that was 19 years old, went to a party with her friends at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Chicago. Video surveillance showed that they clearly had a celebration in the room. So there was, you know, drinking and different things going on, smoking, allegedly probably or something. They later on found a young lady. Now, this happened on Friday. I thought it was on Friday. They later found the young lady in the freezer Sunday morning.
Sunday, yeah.
The party ended Friday. We're really Saturday morning. They couldn't find her any longer, and they called her mom, so they came down. They were searching for her daughter, searching, and finally she popped up somehow. I don't even know who found her. I don't think people even say much about that, but they found the freezer. They later released surveillance showing that the young lady was intoxicated, at least by her body. She was staggering down the hall for a few hours, roaming around the hotel, staggering as if she was drunk or under the influence of something. And she later, they suspect that she walked into the freezer, but the problem is the video surveillance camera does not show her actually walking into the freezer. That particular camera, they said, was broken. So it just shows her going towards the freezer, and that's it. So there's a lot of conspiracy theories saying that she was actually murdered. But the police officers in the hotels were saying, based off of the evidence, it shows that she clearly got drunk and accidentally walked into the freezer and died.
So it was a walk-in freezer.
Right,
yes.
Walk-in freezer.
She would have to walk into three freezers. That was within the third freezer, so she would have had to walk into two freezers in order to even get into the third freezer that they found her body in.
Was she trying to kill herself?
Well, no one knows, really, but I don't think we're – that hasn't been brought up, but she had been drinking and smoking. So my theory is she just made a bad decision and, you know, walked in a freezer and was disoriented and probably really wasn't aware of her surroundings and kind of just
walked
in there by accident into a freezer.
She walked into three freezers? Three of
them? Well, I haven't heard that. I don't
– Even she know it don't sound right.
Right.
It don't sound right to her. Girl ain't walking.
Now, well, hold on. Now, we do have to be clear. Who is reporting that she walked into three freezers? Is this on a video or is this official reporting from people who work at the hotel itself? Like, where are we getting this information from?
I think it was from people that probably worked at the hotel or familiar with that particular area that have said that.
Okay.
Someone put that girl in the third freezer, someone put her in there, because how you going to walk out, I don't care how drunk you are, you're going to realize you're in the freezer. Then you're going to go and walk through another one and another one. Come on. Someone did something to that young lady.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I myself personally leaning more towards it was just an unfortunate tragic accident. Based off of information that I'm saying, although I know they did say that she had to walk through two freezers to get to the third one. That does seem a bit questionable, but possible if she's under the influence. I mean, just based off of how she was walking, you know, but that's why we're discussing it now. That's why we're having these talks and discussion. One caller, he makes two sides of it,
but it's a bunch of information.
I don't know how it feels to be drunk like that, so I don't know. So it seems like to me she walked in the first freezer, she should have sobered up.
There you go. Thank you.
Right. I don't know. I've been drunk, so I can't tell. But that's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy, though. It really is. It sounds crazy.
Right. Well, I have been drunk on multiple occasions. I would say it's possible.
That cold hit your butt. That cold hit your butt. You ain't trying to fall no sleep. That cold.
That's what I said.
You up real quick.
Right. So, but then it go back to this mysterious security guard. Like, what if he could have an alibi saying that he had walked to McDonald's or something, and he'd be like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if it's a McDonald's. I'm just saying he could have a clear alibi that they didn't check out and he's clear. That's what I'm saying. It's too many hypotheticals, and I think we're reaching.
I can tell you his alibi. His alibi is the video that he edited. That's
right,
but
we don't know he even exists. We don't even know this security guard exists. Like, you put it on the security guard, but we don't know
So who was monitoring the cameras then? If it's not security, who is it then? Who's supposed to be monitoring the cameras?
No, it is security. It's supposed to be security. It's security. So you saying security did it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so security. Okay, so Mufasa thinks security did it. But even then, how do you you know, make your alibi so clear. How do you, okay, if you're supposed to be watching the surveillance and you want to say he didn't see her all that time, he was sleeping all that time, which still going to put the hotel liable. They liable regardless. There ain't
yeah,
no way
liable.
They can get out of it.
Now, we agree
it's
on
no
that.
Don't y'all find that strange that they didn't come out and say that? Just these questions that you saying. Why they didn't come out in their investigation and say security guard was sleeping or the security guard wasn't paying attention? They ain't said nothing. That's what I'm saying. Don't y'all find that strange that they ain't mentioned it? They ain't saying nothing about none of this.
Well, no, because it's not illegal to be walking around a hotel drunk. That's not illegal. Like, that's not a cause for security to be like, it's not illegal for you to be walking around a hotel drunk.
So what if
that happens
walking,
a lot.
No, what if she was walking around tying up stuff?
Mamoufa,
what about she was walking around tying up stuff? Is that illegal?
Yeah, because
yeah, well,
normal,
you don't want to damage property,
but,
yeah.
But
so do you don't think that somebody drunk could possibly do that?
But what I'm
but
saying is people are drunk and stumbling to their hotel rooms all the time. So that's not a case for alarm. If I'm a security guard and I'm looking on the camera, see a young girl stumbling to a room, like that's not something unusual.
So neither one of y'all, if y'all was, say y'all was security watching that thing, you telling me that, and y'all saw this girl roaming through the hotel for an hour, apparently drunk. Clearly, something's wrong with it. You mean tell me you're not going to go and see what's going on?
Possibly. I mean, who knows?
You're not going to call somebody? Even if you're not going to leave your post, you're not going to call somebody to go and investigate that?
Considering I'm the only security guard on the call.
That's a fact, Lelisha. That's a fact. What would you do? Let's get an expert opinion.
Exactly.
What would you do?
But before I do that, let's try to take one more call and then I'll go all into that. But caller, thanks so much for calling in. If you can, still tune in and listen to us. We're gonna go ahead and try to take another call real fast. We're gonna try to have time to take one or maybe two more if you can before we end the show. Let's caller from area code 314-369. Caller, are you there? Area code 314-369.
I'm here.
Peace, caller.
Thanks
for calling in.
Hello.
Hello. So what do you think about the Kanika Jenkins case?
I have a lot of different views about the case. But has it been confirmed that there was a security guard on duty, or is it just speculation that the hotel should have had a security guard?
Exactly. This is speculation as far as I know. This is Mufasa's theory that the security guard, whoever he is, killed.
I've been to plenty of hotels in a lot of different cities and states, and at that time of night, which after about 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock, the third shift, there's not security in a lot of these hotels. It's the front desk person. And the front desk person is responsible for checking in and out people, answering calls, and all the extra stuff on third shift. So I don't really believe that there was someone sitting there just viewing the cameras. And the person that was on duty, I don't think that they were just sitting in one spot, because the third shift person is responsible for a lot of the activities that take place at a hotel.
This is true.
There's usually only one person.
Yes, this is true. And a lot like because the cameras are for security or for emergency or these type of situations. So a lot of times, like the caller say, there may not be a person just sitting there watching the cameras, especially on the third shift like that. The cameras are there in case they get robbed, they can go back and look at the camera. But it's not for, you know, a lot of times it's not for somebody just to be sitting and watching the camera.
No, it's not. They don't have that.
Let me throw
it's not like it's a five-star Hilton or
exactly.
something like
this
that.
Is this is we talking about.
This is like
Let
a Red Roof Inn type deal for, you know, our city type.
Yeah, this
let me
is the Crown Plaza by the hotel, by the airport.
Right.
All right. Let me throw something in quick just for y'all to know. If you go back and watch the videotape when they was kicking it in the room, security came and knocked on their door and told them to keep it down.
No. That was not security. The guy called him security,
well,
but it was the hotel manager. He called me security. He was being funny. But it was the hotel manager. It was the person working the third shift. Because if it was security, for one, you would not have came by yourself. Two, when they do security at a hotel, it's usually two. It's not one by himself. So that was the manager that came to the door that told them that they was going to kick them out. It was not
good point.
I can see that. So, too, what would typically happen in that situation, especially during those hours of the night, if it was a point where they was to get rowdy or something, they would call the police in that area. It wouldn't be just the security.
And that's what they end up doing.
So, Carla, what are you leaning towards an accident, or do you suspect foul play, though, even though it may not have been the security?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely think it was foul play. I don't think it was an accident. I do believe it was foul play.
What makes you think that?
What makes me think it was foul play?
What are some things that kind of stand out about the case to you that make you say, yeah, absolutely, this was foul play?
Because, for one, is you roam through the hotel, why do you end up in the kitchen in a freezer that's not in use that all of a sudden gets turned on? So you that drunk to be able to turn the freezer on, open the door, and get in it? And then by her being so intoxicated as she was, how you open the door? How you make it there? What made you get in that area? It makes me think that whomever she was with put her somewhere in an area that she got discombobulated, but trying to find her way back to the original room, and she ended up down there. But I believe that someone put her down on that level, like on the hotel, you know, on the elevator. Somebody
you think her friends?
There.
You think was her friends? Or
see, my theory with the friend, my theory with the so-called friend is, I believe that they was young, they were silly, and maturity just was not in effect that night.
Right.
But what I think is that her friend pulled her out the room for the dude friend that she wanted to hook up with.
Gotcha.
And they split up. Like, okay, you wanted me to break her out. You give me my 200. Here, I did it. She out here. Me and old boy going to dip off this way. We going to meet back up in about 15, 20. But something happened
how do you think she got in the freezer?
In the freezer. I think somebody put her in the freezer. I think somebody put her in there. I think that maybe she got choked out, or maybe she was straight. Something happened in that kitchen where the tape, I believe, was edited. We're not seeing the whole thing because why is it cutting off? Where's the rest of it? Show me her walking into a freezer.
Let me ask you this, Carla. What do you think the motive would be for killing her?
I don't think it was a motive. I don't think it was malicious. I think it went too far. It was an accident, and they tried to hide it.
Okay, gotcha. I don't think it was set out that we're going to kill her. Right, okay. Now, I can walk with that.
I can go with that, but I know she didn't walk in that
malicious.
By herself.
No, I don't think Alicia did either, and I don't believe it's malicious. Like I said, I think it went too far. When he was trying to get him some, he probably choked her or hit her head on something. When they was in that kitchen area, something happened that she ended up passing out, and they just dragged her the rest of the way into that freezer and turned it on because they said it was not an in-use freezer. Anybody who runs a business is not going to have a freezer that's going to take up that much electricity and energy and have to pay the bill on something that you're not using. But it was turned on.
But that's the reason, too, though. Wouldn't you guys think that it would have to be somebody with a little bit of knowledge to even think to say, let me turn this freezer on? You don't think that like someone that would have been in the party, possibly partying with them, they may have just gotten nervous and just ran versus saying, let me calculate this thing out for the rest of the situation. So
My thing is, one of the girls worked at the hotel, so there's no telling how often that the people they hung with came to see them on their job. No telling if that was a spot that they went to talk or to smoke on duty. I don't know. Like I said, it's a lot of speculation that you could go into it with.
Yeah, and I think what it is, lot of this is speculation because you can come up with a lot of theories and so forth, but it's like, what are the cold, hard facts? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, for someone to actually plot. That's why I asked what was the motive, because we got to think,
but that's
like,
not a cold hard fact that she walked in there by herself. That's not a cold hard fact.
No, that's not
a
cold hard fact. But
the only fact that we know for sure is that a mother don't have her child.
That is a fact.
But the other thing is, on the video that they show where she's roaming around, I think she's the only one in that video. Is that correct?
Some people say they see somebody else.
Yeah, they say.
Yeah, but it's not really clear. See, when you say some people, we got to go with the consensus. As far as the video I've seen, it was just her on the video. So then that begs the question, like, where are these other people? And then if the video got edited, then we're talking about a conspiracy, because we're talking about multiple people. Right, we're talking about multiple people. If somebody edited the video, what was their motive for editing the video? You did what
and
I'm saying?
Well,
and
then you
gotta,
even deeper, though.
Exactly. Yeah, it could go deep. It could go very deep.
It could go deeper, because my whole thing with the whole law enforcement and covering up, we have to remember where we at in society and where we at as a nation. That's a young black girl. Who really cares?
This is true.
Other than
this
us.
Is true.
That's what I said earlier. I said
why wouldn't somebody with some type of authority edit the video? Like the young man in the gym at school who was fell into a mat, so-called, rolled himself up and died. The video.
Yeah, we brought that up earlier.
You
know
what I'm saying? So my thing is, we can't say
it was
somebody that worked there.
I agree. And we got like 9 minutes left for the live stream, y'all. But I agree with that. That's why I was saying that we got to look at the big picture, because it can go as deep as we want it to go. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But like I say, when you start involving multiple people and multiple organizations, like the hotel, the police, then we're talking about like a huge conspiracy. And what would be, you know, what's the motivation? And like I said, if there was foul play, I believe the foul play would have happened after the accident of her walking into the freezer, in my opinion. Any foul play would have happened after that, meaning they would have been, the hotel would have been negligent as far as investigating and looking and trying to find out what happened to the girl when the mother came there on Saturday. They should have been on it, you know what I'm saying? And she could have possibly
they
been saved
and
had
they didn't
they
care.
Been on it, right. Right, and this is what I'm saying. I know
it's not their daughter.
And I agree with that. So this is what I'm saying. They don't care because it was a young black girl. The police don't care because it was a young black girl. All that I agree with. You know what I'm saying? But I think what happened initially due to the drugs and alcohol being involved, it was just a poor decision and an accident. That's what I think.
I don't believe the actual murder killing was malicious.
It was planned.
Yeah, it wasn't thought out.
Right.
Everything afterwards was, though.
Right. Yeah, no, I can roll with that. I can definitely walk with that.
And I do believe that her friend Monifa know who did it, if she wasn't part of it. Now, the other girl they talk about, Irene, with the orange hair, I don't believe that she's in it as people want her to be. But the one Monifa in the all white, I believe she knows a lot more than was being told.
And that was her best friend, right?
Right, because Monifa it was a friend of a friend thing. Kanika came to the party with Monifa. Monifa was friends with Irene, not Kanika. Mm-hmm. So Irene, like, that's not my girl. That's your girl. You left with her. You took her out the room. So why would I look for her to come back? She left with the person she came with. So that's why I don't think Irene is really in it, as people try to make her out to be. It's more on a Monifa, and they focus it on the wrong person.
So, but this is what I still want to know, because everybody called, you made some really good points as well, but I still have trouble understanding the videos that was edited and all that. They went through all this big trouble to have it edited, but yet real videos still somehow come out. How did that happen? How did they edit a video, but the real video is still, what did they record it, then they edited it? I mean, how you got two videos in if it was edited?
My thing is, how do we know what's the original? How do we know what's the original? All we know is what's on the internet.
Exactly.
And there's a
video that shows her alone, but then another video comes up that shows people in it, and, you know, just it's like, okay, if the theory is that it was edited and this is the real video, how did you get it? And then why is it two videos then? If it was edited, it should, like, it should only just be one video that was edited out, and that was just at the bottom line. So how then
Because people who have something to lose then want the original out. Somebody has a conscience. No matter how many people you do something devious with, one person out there group gonna give in and do something.
Right.
So if it's anonymous, somebody can go ahead and put that out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And indeed.
That's what I'm doing today is just to help their own conscience.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Thank you for the call, caller. We got
five minutes
left to the live stream. Check us out next week, same time. Thank you. We appreciate that support. Y'all, we got like 4 minutes left to the live stream. I guess we give y'all like a minute and a half apiece, and then we'll go ahead and close it out. Let me just say real quick before I give y'all that. I would just say, you know, the internet is a wild and crazy place, and a lot of things go on. I think a lot of fuel was added to the fire, but I think a lot of, from the videos that I've seen, like a lot of people are reaching and creating different scenarios that may not necessarily be there. You know, just based on, and I understand, you know, because it's based on how a lot of times our situations and our, incidents are treated as far as law enforcement and, you know, the greater society. We know how we're treated. So I think a lot of times we reach, and with the internet added, it just adds a whole lot of fuel to the fire. You know, we just create situations. But I truly believe it was an accident, and any foul play that was involved happened after the young girl was found in a freezer. So I'm going to let you guys go.
I was just going to say, from an ex-security guard's perspective, but I think we kind of came to a common ground with that just based off the last caller, that after a certain hour a day, although there are shifts and certain routes and rounds and stuff we are supposed to make, usually that time of day is usually relaxed. And even from like when the caller mentioned, even at those hotels, by those times of the night and stuff, the security guards is not even there. They're not even valid by that time of the night. It's the manager, and I've stayed in enough hotels to definitely vouch for that. But even then, though, when I did work shifts like that as a security guard, if I was to see something on camera with somebody just roaming around kind of drunk, I will monitor them as much as I can and make a decision at that point whether or not if it's safe for me to go, whether I'm a security guard or not, you know,
right.
It's safe for me to go. But I will still think at this point that although there are some questionable things about her walking into the freezer and closing the door, it still to me seems like it was an accident until I'm just ready to hear the autopsy, you know. So that's
right.
All.
Well, I ain't going to be long-winded. I'm going to real quick and say, if you think that girl walked into that freezer by herself, they didn't number your mind. They didn't dupe your mind. I ain't going to tell if security did or did. I ain't even going to argue that case no more. All I'm going to tell y'all is that girl ain't walked in that freezer by herself. So if you think
real.
She actually walked and froze herself, then the system has done a number on your mind as well. And I'm going to leave it at that. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I appreciate that. That was nice. All right, this Collective Minds, we want to thank all the callers, all the supporters. Collective Mind, check us out every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We like to build with the family. We like to hear from everybody. You know, this is a show where everybody can talk, call. It's called Collective Minds for a reason. So you can come in and share your thoughts on the topics that we discuss. So, again, we just want to thank everybody for the support. And we'll see y'all next week, baby, live in person.
Salute. Do the news. Do the news. Or do